I speak to you in the name of Jesus, who abides with us. Amen.
Amen.
The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. Can you believe it? It has never been any different. How could God favor those people? One night years ago, my wife and I drove to Kleinhans Music Hall in Buffalo to hear the Buffalo Philharmonic play the first symphony of Johannes Brahms. Our regular seats were on the absolute back row of the rear balcony. When we first purchased them, they were all we could afford and have season tickets. Then we discovered the acoustics in Kleinhans were so remarkable that we could hear the softest sounds with perfect clarity from the back row of the hall. Over the years, we grew to trudge up the stairs and up the stairs with great affection for our seats from where we could survey the entire hall. We always dressed for the symphony. My wife in her best jewelry, I in best suit and tie, and overcoat, scarf, and gloves for much of the season in Buffalo. On this particular night of Brahms, we had arrived in time to linger over a glass of Cabernet, chat with a few friends, and finally settle into our seats high above most others. The first half of the concert ambled by in forgettable fashion. We retired to the mezzanine for intermission, then returned to await the burnished golden chocolate velvet sonorities of Brahms. The Philharmonic played superbly as always, and then we arrived at the point in the fourth movement when the strings begin that gorgeous theme. Da 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 da. You know it. All during the concert, I had been distracted by a woman and several young people in the rows in front of us. One of the young men was wearing a tie-dyed sweatshirt and sported a mohawk hairdo in several shades of lime green and pink. I remember being vaguely annoyed at his lack of respect for proper symphony attire. And the conversation among him and his companions seemed far too angular and flippant for the solemn aisles of Kleinhans Music Hall. However, as the strings began to sing, I looked over, and this young man in tie-dyed sweatshirt and colorful mohawk was fingering an imaginary bridge of a cello, caught up in the rapture of Brahms. I remember feeling like it was last night. Oh, Alan, how could you be so snobbish? Aren't you ashamed? It's the music, stupid. It's just the music. They were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. I guess it has never been any different, even among us who choose to claim to follow the one who dined with prostitutes and tax collectors, who calls Zacchaeus to come down from the tree and have lunch, the one who entered the cemetery to greet the madman, who healed the lepers and welcomed even women into his company. In the dawn of Christian faith, devout believers were shocked that God's grace would reach even the Gentiles. Remember Peter's dream in which God commanded him to eat of all the animals, clean and unclean. How could the church have grown at all had the Spirit not been poured out upon all those people? But such overflowing spiritual grace and inclusion has always come reluctantly, with surprise and caution narrowing the assembly. Even our jokes have echoed our surprise. Do you know why those people were denied entrance into heaven? They didn't know which fork to use for the salad. My mother once stayed home from church because her one hat was torn, and she would never appear in church without a hat. There's a lot in the liturgy during Easter about loving God, loving one another. But it has always been hard to love those people Isn't that right? Absalom Jones or Richard Allen were so empowered by the Holy Spirit that they swelled the congregation of St. George's Methodist Church in Philadelphia by inviting new believers. In a latter rain of blessing, the people kept coming to church until, astounded that the Holy Spirit was poured out on those people, the ushers showed black believers the door to the gallery, whereupon Absalom and Richard and their friends left through the door to the street. Those people. Lest you think that is a long ago and now repented exclusion. In St. David's Church of West Seneca, where I served before being with you, one of the longtime African-American members of the parish told me that when she and her husband first appeared at St. David's, no usher greeted them or spoke to them. And at the communion rail, several people moved away to avoid receiving communion after them. Those people, astounded that the Holy Spirit was poured out even on them. When one of the faithful members of St. Michael's Church in Litchfield, Connecticut, and his wife had a beautiful baby boy, they saw that he was afflicted with Down syndrome. It remains one of the saddest days of my priesthood when they sat before me and asked if the church would baptize someone like their son. Astounded that the Holy Spirit might be poured out even on him. On the Sunday after the Epiphany, I went to St. Luke's Church in Bridgeport to preach and share in their Three Kings Festival. And the rector asked me to baptize a young boy. I remembered and improvised my Spanish well enough to get the water poured over Alejandro, his forehead anointed with oil, and the boy held close. Later, I asked my friend Wilfrido, the rector, who came to St. Luke's, what sort of people? He said that many were there who were not married or lived in common law marriages, and the Roman Catholic Church would not baptize their children. Astounded that the Holy Spirit might be poured out even on them. Some years ago, the Roman Catholic Bishop of Atlanta, about 20 years ago actually, the Roman Catholic Bishop of Atlanta announced that henceforth only men would be permitted to have their feet washed on Monday, Thursday. Since by canonical reckoning, only men were present at the Last Supper, not sure about that, who knows? Only men can receive this gift of service and love. Imagine how the women of the Diocese of Atlanta must have felt. Apparently the bishop was astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit could be poured out even on those people, those females. One of my most memorable blessings in Buffalo was to have officiated at the marriage of the gay son of the senior warden. I had long thought for a long time, that the mystery and grace of the marriage covenant should be offered to all loving people, regardless of their sexual orientation. At the reception following the wedding, feeling, sounding, and tasting remarkably like all other weddings and receptions, the warden's son rose at the time of the toasts. After a few jokes, he said, I will never forget his words. He said, we used to say it didn't matter, but it does. Tears streamed down his cheeks. Astounded that the Holy Spirit could be poured out even on those people. It is those people who always astound us, or they annoy us, or they challenge us, or they make us uncomfortable, or they require us to grow and change, or like the Canaanite woman, they take even the crumbs of food offered to the dogs. Those people. I heard that phrase enough in my work as an immigration attorney, often uttered by someone whose ancestors might once have been those people. My wife's paternal grandmother immigrated from Sweden to the United States on the Lusitania, arriving in New York to be greeted by signs saying, "No Swedes served." In my time with you, I have been impressed by how readily you welcome people into St. Catherine's. Not everybody arrives suitably attired or prepared or with the right lineage or credentials. But I have seen you welcome them. Nevertheless, I heard one day from some parents that another member had severely reprimanded their 7-year-old daughter for standing in the pew, standing to see those people. As you go forward in your search for your new rector, I hope you will always ask yourselves, how are we welcoming those people? At St. Paul's Cathedral, with its spacious precincts and generally open arms, even we had a hard time welcoming Sudanese refugees who offered to play their drums in our liturgy. Sudanese drumming was not Purcell or Mozart or Brahms, and to some of our people, it was not really music. Those people. It may be class, it may be race, it may be musical styles, it may be family size or makeup. It may be almost anything. But I dare you to be astounded that the Holy Spirit might be poured out even on those people. If you want to grow in years to come, listen for the wind and allow yourselves to be blown along with the wind. For it is a holy breath of grace and life, and it is poured out on all people. If Philip had been astounded at this gift, he never would have jumped in the chariot of a black man from Africa and explained the story of Jesus and baptized him. You could do just as well. I know you will. Amen.